I dare say you will make me a fine duchess, and will save me the horror of wading through the London season to find a match.
Your Grace, you are quite mistaken on the matter. While I am sure you'll be the most eligible catch of the season, I am not at all interested in being your bride, she said bluntly. And I never will be.
An arched brow winged. Is this not what you want?
No, I have the utmost regard and tender sentiment for another, and cannot bear the thought of marrying anyone but him.
His harsh features softened unexpectedly. And will he feel the same once it is known you spent the night in my room, dressed in such a revealing manner? At his provocatively infuriating words, she clutched the robe tighter to her throat. I loved her, but she thought the wealth and stature of my brother would suit her better. Her throat went tight with emotions and doubt. She took small retreating steps away from the Duke, desperate to maintain a distance between them.
I'll sleep on the chaise longue, Your Grace.
Nonsense. You'll take the bed.
I'll not have, when that door conveniently opens in the morning, being found in your bed, she whispered furiously.
He sighed. Lady Miranda, the damage has already been done. You are thoroughly compromised, and we must prepare to deal with the situation. She was alarmed at the possibility that he was right. Too overwrought to cross words with him, she made her way to the chaise, settled atop the cushions, and closed her eyes. She tossed a few times before she turned on her side, away from the Duke. Silence lingered within the confines of the room, and she was appalled to feel tears coursing down her temple. Exhaustion pulled her into sleep, and as she drifted off, she felt the Duke tucking a blanket about her waist.